As so many eyes and ears are tuned to the environmental disaster unfolding in the Gulf of Mexico, we hold our breath as we wait to see how this story will unfold for the birds, the all too vulnerable victims of every oil spill, large and small. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. It's Oil and Birds on this week's Bay Birds. According to the Fish and Wildlife Service, the 2007 Costco Busan oil spill in San Francisco Bay spilled 53,500 gallons of bunker fuel into the bay, resulting in the death of around 6,700 ducks, loons, cormorants, gulls, pelicans, and other sea and shore birds. The 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster released 11 million gallons of oil into Alaska's Prince William Sound and killed at least 90,000 birds. It is almost impossible to know how much oil is gushing into the Gulf of Mexico, but the Coast Guard has estimated that the early release was about 1.6 million gallons and that at least 5,000 barrels a day, that's 210,000 gallons per day, continue to flow into the open water. As horrific as a spill in the Gulf of Mexico is, there are thousands of small spills occurring daily around the world that go unreported and unnoticed. Millions of water birds die every year due to oil from a plethora of sources, including jet skis and motorboats, as well as oil washed off streets into storm drains when it rains. Of course, we all know oil is incredibly bad for birds, but how exactly does oil harm birds? Well, according to our experts, oil is deadly for a number of reasons. First, it poisons them when they attempt to preen the oil off their feathers and end up ingesting it directly. This causes severe damage to their respiratory and digestive systems and even affects their reproductive system by reducing the number of eggs a bird lays or decreasing eggshell thickness. Second, oil on a bird's feathers restricts the feather's ability to insulate the bird from cold water and weather, causing birds to lose heat at a high rate. Why is this so? When a bird encounters oil on the surface of the water, the oil sticks to its feathers, causing them to mat and separate, and it's actually the position of the feathers that keeps a bird waterproof. When birds preen, it's aligning all those tiny barbs that hold a feather together to create a barrier that keeps out water and keeps in warmth. The natural oil from a bird's oil gland is spread on feathers to help keep them supple and conditioned, not to waterproof them. So if oil in the water hampers a bird's ability to realign these barbs, the waterproofing doesn't work, and the bird can quickly become hypothermic and die from exposure. The third major reason oil is bad for birds? Well, when oil sticks to a bird's feathers, it makes the birds much heavier. And when it's harder to swim, float, or fly, birds can't feed or rest and are much more vulnerable to predators. Of course, right now, it's the height of nesting season for many marsh and wading birds in those sensitive coastal areas along the Gulf Coast. And many migratory land birds rely on this coastal habitat to rest and refuel after their long spring flights over the Gulf of Mexico. Oil continues to flood uncontrolled into the Gulf of Mexico, threatening to turn last week's drilling platform explosion into an unprecedented environmental disaster. It is too soon to assess the full implications of this environmental crisis, but Audubon experts throughout the Gulf region and beyond are closely monitoring its impact, mobilizing to help rescue oiled wildlife, and planning for the conservation challenges that lie ahead. What can you do? Check out AudubonMagazine.org for current information on the spill and information on volunteering or supporting conservation and cleanup efforts. And seriously, take a moment to look at your own lifestyle. Perhaps we can all make simple changes that will lead us away from our dependence on oil and truly prevent disasters like this from repeating. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.